Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So it's difficult to record this podcast on Good Friday outside the celebration of the Passion of the Lord, which will occur at 3 p.m. across the churches around the world. Indeed, this time of year, for those in Australia and around the world, the doors of the churches were shut, and the faithful were deprived of witnessing the central mystery of our salvation in person. Now, I don't want to harp on about the pandemic, as it seems like that's all people talk about, but I will offer you this quote by Saint Mother Teresa, who says, "The greatest disease in the West today is not tuberculosis or leprosy. It is being unwanted, unloved, and uncared for. We can cure physical diseases with medicine, but the only cure for loneliness, despair, and hopelessness is love. There are many in the world who are dying for a piece of bread, but there are many more dying for a little love. The poverty in the West is a different kind of poverty. It is not only a poverty of loneliness, but also of spirituality. There's a hunger for love, as there is a hunger for God." End quote. There is an epidemic of a different kind of order in the West today. And it's an epidemic of loneliness because we have forgotten what it means to love according to the cross. Whether people know it or not, people are lonely, and they're lonely for God. And there is only one cure, that is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, pierced and poured out for us from the cross. God became man. God took on flesh. God embraced what it is to have a human heart. God has a human heart. Have you ever pondered that? It means that the mystery of Easter, the mystery of suffering, is really a mystery of the heart. Jesus had a heart like you and me, a physical beating heart, and it was pierced out of love. But when you ponder your own heart, you will know why that Jesus' pierced heart is the only cure that we need. As Pope Benedict said, "The pierced heart of Jesus is not concerned with self-preservation, but with self-surrender. It saves the world by opening itself. The heart saves, indeed, but it saves by giving itself away. Thus, in the heart of Jesus, the center of Christianity is set before us. It expresses everything. This heart calls to our heart, inviting us to step forth out of this futile attempt at self-preservation, to discover the fullness of love which alone is eternity and which alone sustains the world." End quote. So I invite you this day on Good Friday to open your heart. The doors may be open in churches today, but an open door does not necessarily mean an open heart. But Jesus united our suffering with his. As the Venerable Fulton Sheen said, "In the abandoned cry of Jesus were all the sentiments in the human heart expressive of a divine nostalgia. The loneliness of the atheist, the skeptic, the pessimist, the sinners who hate themselves for hating virtue, and of all those who have no love above the flesh. For to be without love is hell." End quote. Today, the Sacred Heart that loves you is offering you a piece of his pierced love that cures all things, suffering, loneliness, sin, and death, because today, on the cross, is the cure that breaks into eternity. His open heart opens up heaven itself. Let us pray. O God, who by the passion of Christ your Son, our Lord, abolished the death inherited from ancient sin by every succeeding generation, grant that just as, being conformed to him, we have borne by the law of nature the image of the man of earth, so that by sanctification of grace we may bear the image of the man of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.